On Samach Dalet Amin Aleph. Oh, I'm sorry. Tonight's Chabura is, anyone have a name? Sid's, Okay, so tonight's Chabura is Lili Nishvas, Sid's mother. Krendo Bas Meir, Mitzvah, her Neshama Shev and Aliyah, from the Dibre Torah that we learned tonight. So the Mishnah over here introduces a machlekes tanoim about certain types of Pesach. First, the Mishnah discusses Rabbi Elazar Omer Poiskim LaAdam BeKavod Aviv VeImo VeChachamim Oisrim. A fascinating type of Pesach that I think psychologically really works today also. A person, sometimes you give a person a little bit of guilt that this is the way they're going to refer to your parents. The Ran says over here, that you go up to a guy, Sha'imrim lo, ilu ha'isi idea, if you would have known, Shemevazin avicha v'imcha, al sha'ata kalb nidarim, that now that you're just being lax in nidarim, their people are being mevazi, your parents, ukadamrinim dekarlu rishoy, bar tzidkoy rishoy, and we find precedents from the Gemara in Sanhedrin that certain times you can even refer to parents that are tzaddikim as rishoyim. Barashayim kluma yisa neider, would you have been neider? So this is something that's just, I just want to point out, it's just fascinating. You find this a lot in the rabbinate, that people, through parents, a lot of people come back to Yahadus in terms of connection. You have it a lot of times from Shiva, and a lot of times from Avelis, from Kaddish. You know, a lot of times that connection, and you know, sometimes sparks a connection. So this is what the Pesach that Rabbi Elazar is referring to. And the Chachamim disagree. And the Gemara doesn't really explain, Mishnah doesn't explain why the Chachamim aser. But the Gemara, the Mishnah does say, Amar Rab Tzadik, at shepoyschen lo, he responds to Rabbi Elazar, at shepoyschen lo b'chavid ava v'imo, yiftelo cho b'chavid amako. Once you're telling me that such a psychology, that you're going to give him guilt based on what, the way his parents are going to react and the way his parents are being referred to, so you can always have a Pesach with saying that the Rabbeinu Shalom is going to be disgraced about this, because the Rabbeinu Shalom said that it's not right to do what you're doing. And if you knew you were going to be Mevaz of the Rabbeinu Shalom, Kluma Yisi Neder, would you ever take such a Neder? And then the Mishnah sends off, well, that's ridiculous. Im Kain, Amrulei, Im Kain, Ein Nedarim. So then there's no Neder. Good, right? So the Gemara comments on that line, and the Gemara says, Mai Ein Nedarim. What does it mean, Im Kain, Ein Nedarim? Amr Abaye, Im Kain, Ein Nedarim, Nitarim Yafa. When Rav Tzadik made this statement, What did he mean that's ridiculous, that no one's going to hold that you could be matir with the covet of the makom? So Abayi says, you're never going to have a good Pesach. Because everyone, says the Ran, is going to be maideh if you bring up the covet of makom, b'shas, hataras, nedarim, with the chacham, asim. Who's going to be mevazin himself to say that, yeah, I taka had in mind to disgrace the Rabbeinu Shalom? No, about the not. So, Mimela, the guy's just going to acquiesce. It's going to be embarrassed. So, Mimela, he's not going to be meis panim. So, Mimela, then you're going to be mater neder. But you don't really know if this is a good Pesach or not a good Pesach. It's just machmas de busha, so that he's going to respond in such a way. We can relate to such a thing. He doesn't really care about the neder. But, like, if you put him on the spot in public and you're going to ask him a question, so then he's going to answer the appropriate answer. Rabbi Omar, and Rabbi says, no, Im Kain, Ein Nedarim Neshalim Lechachem. Rabbi says, no, if that's going to be the case, then you're never going to need a Chachem, because you're always going to have a built-in Eter that it's always just going to be. There's nothing to do with the circumstance, nothing to do with the situation over here. It's just plain old simple that by definition, it being a Neder, it's a Bizoy to the Rabbeinu Shalom Mamela. You never need a Heter anymore. You never need a Chachem's involvement. So that's the machloikas between Abaye and Ravo over here. Is there a nafka mina between Abaye and Ravo? Are they arguing about anything in din, or they're just being masbir the shita of the reason why by kavod hamakom it won't work, and that might relate to ultimately why chachamim, like the Ran extends, why chachamim agree that by bizoy av v'ima, whatever you say by makom is going to, they're going to extend to the bizoy of av v'ima, and therefore they disagree with Reb Elazar. Whatever you say by the Rabbanu Shalom, that same svara would exist by parents as well.
Was the svara that people had by Rava, was that correct, that if they know a Pesach is real Pesach, they can actually do it themselves, they don't have to ask?
So the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that Rava doesn't mean to say, does Rava mean to say that you don't need a chacham at all in Heter Chachamim? Where did that come from? Right? Don't we always need a chacham to be matar and neder, or at least gimel medyotah, something? I think what he means, the pashup pshat in the Gemara, what's the pashup pshat in the Gemara?
I thought that was the problem. You might be matar on his own. You might think that he could do it on his own, because he knows what's going to happen anyways later on. And he knows that every time we had there's an editor that needs to be mapped. You know that there's always this question of, can you?
That's the way the Mefarish learns. That's the way Rashi learns. But any other Rishonim write Befir? In Peischem Mechovet Hamakom B'Lei Charata Acheres. Taisus also learns like that. In Peischem Mechovet Hamakom B'Lei Charata Acheres B'Chol Echad Ve'Echad Yatira Nidra V'Ne'atz V'Asel Azazule. Meaning he's going to, it's a chshash that he's going to come to do that. And that's the reason for Kavod Av V'Imo. That's what the Rosh points out. That since it's going to be so simple to have a heter, so Rav is concerned that he's going to come to be matir on his own, right? And that's shaloi kedin, right? So the Chasam Sofer, a fascinating Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer, first of all, points out that he thinks that the story starts because many of the Mefarshim seem to quote Abaye over Rava. And the problem is, we always pass him like Rava over Abaye. Why are we quoting the Talmud over Rava? So, simple answer is that there's no nafkamina over here. It's just a hesber in why Chachamim Paskin like they do, and why they both agree by Kavod HaMakom. And whatever rationale you have by Kavod HaMakom, Chachamim extended that to Kibud Avayim. The problem is, Chasam Sofer points out, the first Chasam Sofer on the Perek, he says the Rambam doesn't bring this din down whatsoever. The din of Poskim B'Kibud Avayim. So the Shaila is why. So he says, if you look at the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayis over here, there's two very important Rambams and Perish Mishnayis that are really nogeya to the two points that I really want to focus on in the Shir, and it's really mind-blowing. The Rambam had an entirely different pshat in this Gemara, which the Chasam Sofer extrapolates from there, a new pshat in the Sugya and a new pshat in the Rambam in the Yad. So if you look at the Rambam and Perish Mishnayis, in the beginning of our parak, the Rambam says like this: Reb Elazar Omer, everyone have it. If you have my Gemara, it's Chav Dalet in the Ozvahadim. It's after the Tesefta, after the Nimuk Yosef and the Ritva. Yeah, after the Tesefta. What? Okay. So the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis in the beginning of the parak. Amar Ablazer. His parents come in and he tell him, you got us really angry by the fact you did this. What did Ram just say? Ram says, according to Rablazer, that's it. Zehu. It's done. You don't need a hatar anymore. I'll be din. Rab Tzadik Omer, my daughter came for you. Do a Shacharis Baruch in a chavitz b'shvuos. Look, because l'ficha chamrim loy b'chol shvuos Shacharis Baruch umayis mimcha zeakas shviyach alidei shvuah. Imkain lo tiyetz lenu shvuah b'shum ponim shetitzdarach she'elu lechachum kidei sheyefer osa v'uamr peirsh rezein. Imkain ein nedarim nishal lechachum. Avol chachom omer mal kol ponim tzarach she'elu lechachum yater lo nidro. Alach kachachom. The Rama and Perish Mishnayis understood this perek to be a totally different issue. We're not having a shaila what the Pesach is. Does this Pesach work or does this Pesach? Can you work the human psychology of guilt from the parents or guilt from the Rabbeinu Shalala? No, Rabbi Elazar said a marathik achidish. There's certain things that you could say that daka don't need chachom's heter. Memela, Rava's statement is exactly like Alex presented, was correct. Im Kain, you're never going to come and need any heterim. Because you're going to have this new mahalach in life to never need hatara. So Memela, Rav is saying, the siba that the Chachamim disagreed was because of what's going to be. You're going to extend this to other things, and then you're going to get the Chacham out of the picture. But Al Pidin, according to Rav Lazar, the chiddush of the din was that Yitaka didn't need a chacham over here. There's a mayridika machloik that's going on over here in the Tanoim. Whereas according to Abaye, what's Abaye's concern? According to Abaye, it could be that even according to Rav Lazar, he wasn't saying a chiddush that you didn't need a heter. He was just saying that it's just not going to be a good heter. Meaning, the guy's going to lie. When the Chacham asks him, Taka, you know, Ovi V'imo, or Kavod HaMakom, so the guy's going to be pressed against the wall, and he's going to say, yeah, 100%, yeah, no, I definitely don't want that. So, according to Abaye, the chashash is that the Hatara is not going to be a good Hatara, right? Whereas according to Rava, there might be a whole different machloikis amongst that Tanoim of what was going on over here. And the Rambam is the only one, to the best of my knowledge, that threw in over here that Al Pidin Rav Elazar was Taka being Matir Neder Shelo Al Pi Chacham. To mamish make it as if like it's a neder that's like we learned in the fourth parak that's Mutter on its own. So Memela Chachamim came along and the Chachamim say Im Kain according to Rava Im Kain. There's never going to be you're going to get rid of Sheilas Chacham to begin with, and this is going to be a major concern. So, Zoktach Sam Sofer, once you learn like this round in the Perish Mishnayis, and you throw that into the sugya, it's half of a fella. Listen to what the Sam Sofer says. Bereisa Perish Hamishna La Rambam. Dilar Rab Lazer Ein Tzarach Sheila Klal. V'tzarach lomer desirle de baha pligi abayi v'rova. Dila abayi l'rab lozit tzarach sheilu l'rab bonanein moil. The Chassam Sofer is learning that the Rambam and Perish Mishnayis is arguing, is understanding that the machloik is abayi and rova is not just different svaras that someone would say is not even an afkamino la'alacha. No! They had such a fundamental debate in the machloik is tanoim. According to Abayi, Rav Lozit was never saying what the rova was saying. Rav Lozit was saying, what type of heter you're allowed to use? Can you use guilty conscience? Can you not use guilty conscience? Can you use these types of heterim? Is there a concern? Yeah, there's a concern that it's going to be sheker. Okay, Rava doesn't have it. Rava says, no, that's not the pshat in Rav Lozit. And the melee, that's not the pshat in the chachom, that the rar plug does of Rav Lozit. What was the pshat in Rav Lozit? He said, a mayor dig a chiddush over here. Wasn't it pshat in what heter you could use? It was a pshat in you don't need a heter of a chachom at all. It's a heter me'elov. The nether is mutter on its own. And then Mela, what a Chachamim retort? No, this is going to be a bad protocol. Once you're going to start using this, and you're going to start having vehicles of not being using a Chacham to begin with, then what? Then you're never going to have heterim for nedarim. Ula Rava, Ula Rav Loza Lo Tzarech Shela. Ula Rabbanan, Tzarech Shela, you need a Chacham. Dim Kein Ein Shalom L'Chacham. Aval Shela Moyo L'Chulei Alma. So Memele Zachtich Sam Seifra Haflo Afela. Listen to this Goyness. He says, the Rambam didn't bring down this Mishnah. He didn't bring the din of Poiskim B'Kivud Avayim. Why not? Or in Poiskim B'Kivud Avayim. Why didn't he bring this down? Because Abai V'Rava Halacha K'Rava. So it means, what was the machlokes? What was the retort of the chachamim to Rav Lazar? Don't make this new heter process. You always need a chacham. Don't make this new avenue that you could just say bekivud avayim and memela the neder is mutter on its own, or bechavud makom and the neder is mutter on its own. That's not going to work, right? Even Rav Lazar is made bechavud makom, right? So zaktach sam sefer. So comes out ledina lahalacha. If you use a chacham according to the Rambam, everyone agrees that this type of Pesach works. We're just saying the chachamim were machmer and Reb Lazer not to go through this new avenue. But if you actually go through a chacham and you have a rather regular ataras chacham and you do it and you use the excuse of kibud avayim, would the chacham be maskin? About the chacham be maskin. And Melo, because the Rambam passes like Rabbi, he doesn't bring this down. Halacha. So now you understand why the Rambam didn't bring this down in Halacha. Because he learned that this was a fundamental machlokes between Abai and Rava. Had to learn the machlokes Tanoim. And the Mela comes out la Halacha that everyone's going to agree and did. If you go the route of Sheila's Chacham, that Kibbutz of Aim is taka a good heter, even according to Chachamim. And Kavanah Makom. Right. Kavanah Makom, even according to Reb Lazar, is no good.
According to Nafat Chachamim, if you're saying...
No, that... According... The Gemara is saying... that even Chachamim, even Reb Lazar would be masking. That was the retort of Reb Tzadik. According to your logic, then you should allow Kavanah Makom, and Kavanah Makom, you're masking to me that that's no good.
Right.
So that's not even a Machlekes. The Tzarech Ian that the Chassam Sofer ends off with is he doesn't understand how to read the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Tzarech Ian he has him came moidim chachom l'rabbaz v'divreim shebeino la'aviv v'imo sheposchin. So what does that mean? Moidim chachom l'rabbazer. What does the Gemara say? If it's nedarim that are negeya, the father to the son, which is what, by the way? The Ran says what? That he's madir his father from his stuff, right? He can't get hanah from his stuff, right? By the way, how is he allowed to do that? What happened to Kibbutz Avayim? He's Meshubed. How could the Gemara even entertain such a possibility? What happened to the Esaris of Dibros? Oh, so the Gemara must be assuming, so it's Machlex in the Gemara and Kedushin, that it's Mishel Av, Eloi Mishel Ben, which is the way we pass in La'aloch. Problem is, the Rishonim and Kedushin write that if your father doesn't have money and you have money, you're still mechuyev to support your father, even if you pass Mishel Ben. So then, Viter, so it's Hadron Kushan L'Dochta. So even if you hold Mishel Av, but if I am a fortunate, oh, so you're going to make a new Kimta that I'm not, that I don't have the money, if that's the case, or that your father has the money, or it's not such a kasha, because that Chiv is not Midin Kibud Avein, that Chiv is Midin Stalka. I mean, the Gemara had a machlokes with Mishel Av, Mishel Ben. So that... Lab dafka that I would have to do it. So therefore, you could ask about no, but l'chari you have to make the ukimta that the Gemara is going with the ukimta that we're assuming, like we paskin la'alocha, that it's Mishel Av and not Mishel Ben. So then what? You make a neder beino levein aviv, so then moidim chachom l'Rav Lazar. Moidim chachom l'Rav Lazar, according to the Chassam Sofer, l'fi the Ram and Perish Mishnayis, means what? You don't need a heter. You don't need a chachom. That the Ramam should bring down. The Rambam and Perish Mishnayis is right. How does the Gemara fear us? How does the Gemara finish off and say Moidim Chachom Reb Lazer Vidvarm Shabin Olav Vivim Shapoyskim Perish Ain Tzar Shleikha Who My Time Alay My Sar Rambam HaKedusha? This should be the biggest Chiddush in the Dorim, and no one brings it. No one says it. That's a problem. That's a problem. But Lefi the Pshat in the Gemara, the Beer in the Gemara with Avayin Rava, The Meir the Kapshat lefi the Chassam Sofer, and he forenfers now why the Rambam didn't bring down our halacha because in a Hanami, the Mishnah was not what you thought. It's not talking about a Pesach. It's not talking about what topics you could use legabi a Pesach and what your conversation with the Chacham is. It was a fundamental machlekes if I need a Chacham or I don't need a Chacham, and that now says the Rambam. Obviously, we paskin you always need a Chacham. And then the nafkamina is even the Rabbanon will allow you to use such a Pesach in the process.
I'm even if not go to the root of everyone else, like it's strange to see success.
I thought that Rava's language was very telling. Meaning, according to the way we learned the Gemara, it's like it's a little bit of a weird.
Right.
I mean, the way you said it, right? So, like, where will Rishonim learn? If you use such a head there, now you're going to come and start being mati things on your own. Where did that come from? Like, there's a chacham in my life. Why did I just get rid of him? So according to the Rambam, I thought it's glat. I thought it's glat that, no, that Rava meant what he said. Because he's responding to Rabbi Elazar. I actually thought the Rambam Perish Mishnah is the most meduik in Gemara.
Then the Mishnah itself,
Yeah, in a Chanami. In a Chanami. From the Mishnah, you don't get this. I think the Chassam Sofer thinks the Rambam got it from Rava.
Right.
Fakir. The Chassam Sofer is being moided that Rambam learned Abayi not like that. And the Machloik is Abayi and Rava is so wild. So we just went Menakotze Lakotze. We went from some Mefarshim saying, it doesn't really matter what Abayi and Rava argue because there's no difference. It's just different timing. And then you go to the Rambam and you don't even know the subject matter of the Mishnah. What's going on in the Mishnah according to the Rambam and Perish Mishnayis, which is true irrespective of this Chassam Sofer. Just the Chassam Sofer says, where did the Rambam and Perish Mishnayis get it from? He got it from the words of Rava, and he actually thought that was Machlokes Rava and Abayi, and he passed like Rava and Abayi, and Memela, therefore, he doesn't bring this down in his Yad, because it's not Nogei La Halacha, because he always held that you need a Chacham, and he actually would hold La Halacha, that you could use these Pesachs.
What does the Rambam say? How does he understand the
Reb Tzadok is saying that if you're going to accept that logic, so then you should why don't you extend it also to Kavod Chacham, Kavod Hamakom, that you would agree to me.
Why does that one extend to the other one? It's like the Chiddush has nothing to do with Kibbutz Avi. Has to do with not needing a
chacham. Mayan and Darim. So on that, the Gemara says, "Bekavod yiftechulo bechavod amakom." If you accept such an idea, you should allow even bechavod amakom, which would also allow for not having a chacham. Meaning, this is a type of heter, the same way you allowed by kibud avayim. A heter that would be an automatic heter without a chacham, so that would be by kavod hamakom, and then if that's the case, you're never going to have a heter. Either according to Abayi, you're never going to have a real heter because you're always going to respond to the chacham and you're going to lie. Or according to the Rava, you're just always going to come up with that on your own, and you're never going to have the din of hataras nedarim anymore. But even la halacha, Rabbi Elazar never wanted to subscribe and to say he would agree to that exaggeration. He never wanted to say it past Kibud Avayim. The emes is, even if you don't go like this Chassam Sofer, L'chaira, there is nafkaminas between the Chassam Sofer and another piece over here I saw, points out that there is going to be nafkaminas between Abayi and Rabbi. Because again, even if you want like the classic Pshat in the Rishayim, That Abayi holds the concern over here was what? That why do the Chacham disagree with Rabbi Elazar by Kibud Avayim is because it's not going to be emistic. He's going to be meis panim, right? He's going to lie. He's up against the wall. You're asking him in front of other people. This is not going to be a truthful conversation. But Rava says, no, it's going to be because we're concerned that this is going to lead to people coming up with heterim on their own. Like, let's learn classic again. So, what's going to be the din if he offers it on his own? He's not responding to the chacham. Let's say he walks into Bezdin and he says, I want to be Peseach, my neder, with Kibud Avayim. My father's suffering, it's just too much of a zilzal, but I'm not responding to the chacham's question. According to Abaye, Taka might be true, might be good. According to Abaye, you don't have the same concern. It's not how Oz is upon him. It's not a response to the Chacham. But according to the Rabbi, you still have the same Gzeira. You still have the same concern that this is a very cheap heter that you can come up with, and now people are going to be flippantly matir nidarim, and that concern still exists. So the Chacham Sofer says you already can come up with a nafkamina between Abaye and Rava. Noch a nafkamina is up to Chacham Sofer, he thinks. What's it then b'di'evit? B'di'evit if your matir was such a pesach. Again, like Rov Rishonim, that understand that we're learning, does this pesach work al yidei a Chacham? So according to Abaye, Chacham Sofer thinks this psul is a psul b'di'evit. How could you say that you can rely b'di'evit on such a heter? We don't even know if it's truthful. He might be lying. Savada, this should be ma'akev. Hasha'inkin, according to Rava, that it's just a concern that perhaps you're going to extend this and this is going to be a precedent that's going to lead to people that are not going to utilize a classic Hataras Nedarim. So then maybe b'di'evit zok to some sefer that it should work. It shouldn't. It's a psul l'chadchila, but it's an iser l'chadchila. But me'echa tesi that it's going to be a psul b'di'evit. So that's just in terms of the first.
What do you mean he might be lying?
What?
What do you mean he might be lying?
How's this punim? You say, you're embarrassing your parents. Is that, I talk want the neder. I'm just like, once the chacham asked me that, so that's the way I'm going to respond.
Right.
So that's, says Chacham Sofer, so that's sheker. So then b'di'evit, the heter shouldn't be a heter. Mashenkin, according to Rava, it's just worried. We're worried about how he's gonna approach his nedarim in the future. He's gonna come and being matir. So in this situation, so b'di'evit, so it should be good. So you have a wild bunch of pshatim, but at the end of the day, Benji, I think the Rambam is the most geshmak in the Gemara because I think Rava's jump was a major jump. You know, to say that now we're gonna think that people are not gonna use a chacham. Where did Rava get that from? Where Rava even, it's like you're talking about A, and Rava comes with a concern of B. So the Pashup Shad, the Rishonim are going to have to say, because it's such a flippant heter, it's so easy to come to, you're not even going to need the Chach. No, Zokta Ramba, because that's what Rabbi Lazar was saying, according to Rava. And that's the Nekudas HaMechleikis in the Sugya. The Gemara goes on in the next part of the Mishnah, and has a fascinating, yeah?
You said that Rava's not relating his point to the person who made the neder. Rav is relating his point to the Chachamim. They shouldn't be poseach with this Pesach, because if they do, they'll be encouraged. They will be encouraging other people not to come back from the Dar with a Pesach or neder.
Right. Meaning you're saying like that's the way the other Rishonim will learn. If you use such a neder, if you use such a Pesach, so what? You use such a Pesach, this person's going to think he doesn't need a chacham anymore. Why? Because it was so easy to conclude. It was so easy to get to.
But it said that the Rabbanim
Right. But I still think that it's a little bit of a jump. Meaning, I still think the Rambam is much smoother. Right. I hear. If the chacham are not playing such a role, and they're not really doing so much homework, so Mimela, then the Balabas is going to say, hey, who needs the rabbi? You know, this is the mucker for such a... Okay, very good. So the Mishnah says, and the next shlav in the Machloikis, Bodom Rav Lazar, Poiskim B'Noilad, the Chachomim Oisrim. So there's a Machloikis Tanoim. And here it's pretty clear what the Machlokes Tanoim is. Whether or not you're allowed to use a Pesach, an opening to be Matir or Neder, that the Chacham is going to be involved with, is that something that's not present and not something that exists at the time of the Neder. It was Noilad later on. The Chacham and Maishram and the Chacham say you cannot be Matir with such a Pesach. What's an example? Ketzad, Oimer Koinim She'eni Nenu Li'ish Pliny, V'nasa Sofer. I don't want to get any hanah from this individual. And then, look at this. He becomes a Sofer. This reminds me of my father's Rebbe. My father's Zechon Levracha's Rebbe was Reb Chaim Yaakov Goldwicht, Rosh Shiva Karim Yavne. So my father told me that when my father was Israeli, my father said that when he was in Hesder for Yeshiva, that the Rosh Shiva wanted him to stay. And ultimately, I think, stick around the yeshiva and maybe be a Ram in the future. And my father wanted to go to medical school. And he did. He went to medical school. Yeah, ultimately, the Rosh Yeshiva was my parents' shadchan, and they stayed very close. And she was you know, when he went to medical school, he said, you could have been something really big. And, you know, it always sat in my father's heart. And, you know, like being a Ram, I really had high hopes for you. So, years later, I remember, actually, when I was a young kid, Rashiva Karambiyam, the Reb Chaim Yaakov Goldberg, used to come to our house in Teaneck. And he said, stay by us. And I used to sit on his lap, and I used to play with his beard. That's what I remember, you know, as a little baby and a little child. And so my father told me, later on in the Rashiva's life, Rashiva needed medical care. And he consulted with my father. So my father said to the Rashiva, I guess it was pretty good that I went to medical school. You know, so the Rashiva said like this. He said, I always knew you were going to go to medical school. But I always wanted to make sure that your heart stays in the yeshiva. And that you knew you would what you could have become. And that was the tachlis of that statement. It wasn't to give him guilt. So this sugi always, you know, he becomes, you can also become a ben Torah in the work. You know, you can come, you know, you just need the right hadracha. And taka, it was mashpia like him. He never left the base medrash, you know. Running from hospital to hospital, you know. With sugyas, you know, so that's the Shiva knew what he was doing. So the Gemara over here talks about the guy who, you know, he took a neder, you never thought, but he would become a cipher. Osho yameses benova omer ilo yosedeh shenas a cipher. Osho yameses benova karav lo yisen neder. So all these things are koinim lebay zesh ani nichnas venas a basic neses. He thought that it was a regular home, and then suddenly they dedicated. For the shul, or you have a more common thing, you have a normal house, you think it's a decrepit house, you never want to go in there, you take a ned there, suddenly that becomes the mikvah that's bought, and that becomes the next mikvah. So Omer, obviously you know what's on my mind. Okay, Omer Ila Yisidesh, Shu Nasu Bisak Nesla Yisidesh, Reb Lazer Mat V'Chachom Maisrim, and the Chachamim Maser. So the kasha is the following. We didn't learn this together, but I think you guys did. Where did it come up, a kalba sabua? Not in the nuns, in the mems. Famous story with Rabbi Akiva. So we'll just say it outside. Rabbi Akiva, right? Rabbi Akiva's wife's father was not happy, and he took a neder to ask Rabbi Akiva from any of his property. It was a big gvir. And the Gemara says, Ilu hoisi oideya. So the Gemara says, Ilu hoisi oideya, that Rabbi Akiva would become Rabbi Akiva, would you ever have taken such a neder? So the kasha is, Rabbi Isai, it seems to fly in the face of our Gemara. Our Gemara, according to Chacham, say you're not allowed to be Paisach, b'noilad. The whole story of Rabbi Akiva is only mutter according to Reb Lazer? How are you Paisach b'noilad? The story of Rabbi Akiva with Kalba Savua. So the emesis, Toysis has his kasha in Samach Gimel. Everyone hear the kasha?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Toysis has this kasha. Rabbi Yisai, don't forget this Toysis. First person I think I heard this Toysis from was Rav Nissen Kaplan in a shmooze. Such a Meir Dikataisis. No, in Ksubis. It's the same story exists in Ksubis also, in Afalpi. Im Toymar Alay also liftoyach benoilad, Damrin benedorim perak rablozad, Daf Samach Daladam and Aleph, Kate Zadomer Kaini Koinim Shaini Nenel, the plain of an Asa Seifer. So how is Kalba Savua ever mutter to Rabbi Akiva? The whole heter doesn't work. It's a bad heter. It's Paisach benoilad. Zok the Heilige Tosfos, Rabbi Yisai, listen carefully and look it up afterwards. Don't forget this Tosfos. V'yesh loymar da'ocha loy choshev noilad. Kevin shaholach lebei rav. He went to a base medrash. D'derechu b'hoylech lilmud sh'oise adam gadol. Zok Tosfos. Mitzias. Alpidin. The umdunois that have a person goes to Beis Medrash and he's a Mevakish Hashem, he is going to be a Talmud Chochem and he's going to be Matzliach. And that's why in Hilchos Nedarim I could be Matir the Sneder. It's Moiridik. That's not something new.
The Nedar was before he went to Beis Medrash.
But he knew Bishas Nedar that he can go to a Beis Medrash now. The Talmud Chochem Shabo is not later. It's not something that's created in the future. It's not MS. It's not what we think. It's right here, right now. A guy goes into a Beis Medrash. Yogato umotosa tamin. It's not because of you. It's not because of the IQ. And it's not because of anything else other than a gift and a metziah from Hashem. This is my favorite Chiddush HaRim, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm sure you've heard it from me. What does the Chiddush HaRim say? He says it makes no sense. Yogato umotosa tamin. Any person who works hard for something. That's not a metziah. That's my schar. So if I'm a miyageya, so pay me. You owe it to me. What's the agatu matzos? If I go on the store in the street and I find a diamond mitzia, I didn't put any yagia for that. That's something I found on the street. I got a gift from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Yagia doesn't go with mitzia. Mitzia doesn't go with yagia. Sachtichlu sharim. No, that's exactly pshat. You put in the yagia. You put in the ruts and you put in the effort to go in. Then ultimately, it has nothing to do with you. It's a matana from the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Rabbeinu Shalom Shoyne Imcha, and he gives you Pshat and Sugya. Not because of how smart you are, or how your level of intellect, or anything else. That's what Taisus is saying. It's not Noilud. Al Pidin, it's not Noilud. It's a Moira Dika Chizik, this Taisus. But that's, otherwise it's against our Gemara, otherwise Al Pidin. The whole story makes no sense. Okay, but there's a second day.
Anybody can use that Pesach now, by the way, right? Because everybody's a Talmud Chacham.
If you assert from someone who became a Talmud Chacham.
No, everybody is always a Talmud Chacham because everybody knows.
No, I'm saying, yeah,
he has to become one.
He still has to become one, but he was always one. He is now.
But that's the Tosfos is saying it's not Noilud. That's not something that was that Metzius already existed. That Metzius already existed. Inami Zok Tosfos. You're going to toilet nidro bedover shapirish pishosh another aldas im lo yas hasofer. And Taisa says maybe you can make a new kimta. That he was toilet, he made a tanai in the nether, he was toilet the shas nether, that if he's not going to become a Talmud Chacham, so then, come on, that's a harder pshat in the story, you know? It's like the whole two, what are you asking? Right? He was toilet about tanai. I like the first pshat better, but I'm not to be machri in the rishain, but. The other Rishonim, I think, have a different lashon. I think there's a Rishon that says that he took a neder not on him being a ilu ayisa yodeya, that he didn't. Right, you never knew that he had the rotzen to be a Talmud Chacham. Meaning at that point in time, it wasn't Noilud, he had the rotzen already to be a Talmud Chacham. I thought that he was just going to be nothing, and he didn't even have the rotzenus, he didn't even have the she'ifus. But the rotzenus were already not Noilud over there at that point in time. But the emes is, Rabbi Yisai, this might be a little bit of a question, you know, depending on how that's the aside in terms of the kasha, but there's one more teretz to the kasha, which is the teretz of the Kesef Mishnah and Das HaRambam. And in order to really understand this pshat and Kesef Mishnah and Das HaRambam of how he understood the story of Kalba Savua, he thinks the Rambam was very bothered by our kasha. What's the story of Kalba Savua? How do you get around the fact that it's Ein Poiskim B'Noila? So in order to appreciate the Pshat and the Kesef Mishnah and the Pshat and the Rambam, we really have to read the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "My time of the Rabbi Lazar, Amar of Chizda, Amar of Kor, Kimeisa Kol Anoshim, Va'amisa Denoilad, Hu, Mikan Shepoischem Benoilad." Right? Moshe Rabbeinu took a neder, took a shvuah. He wasn't going to leave Yisro's home, and the Rabbeinu Shalom was matir. Why was the Rabbeinu Shalom matir? Because the whole reason he was there was why to run away from Dasan Va'aviram. And since Das and Aviram were considered dead, so therefore the Rabbeinu Shalom was matir. Aye, but that's Noilud. So Rabbi Lazar says, you see, even though they died afterwards, so you see that Noilud is something that you could be Peseach and Ned there for. Good? So how did the Rabbanan respond to that? How did the Rabbanan deal with that Metzias? L'maisa, that's a great raya, Parsha Shmos, how you could be Poseach b'noyla. Rabbanan, my time, k'sabra hanu mi'maisi. It's not true. The whole pasuk is lav dafka. They didn't really die. Right? We had this Gemara. Anyone remember when we had this Gemara? Chazara. Dafches, right? Yeah, I think. No? Oh, maybe you're right. Yeah, no, it's Ches. Yeah. Ted is the Nazir, right? No, it's Zayin. Zayin and Beis. Oy miso yoyin. Okay. So the Gemara says... The Gemara says, so what does it mean? So it comes to tell you that there are Arboim Chashuv and Kameis. Komokom Shenemer Nitzim and Nitzim Eino El Adelsim Avir. El Amar Yishlokish Yardim and Chseim. They became Aniyim. Amar Bishuv and Koladim Shein Labonim Chashuv Kameis. Shenemer Ovel Libonim Vimeis. Vimeayin Meis Anoichi. Netanya Arboim Chashuv and Kameis. Ani Metzayra Vesuma Umisha Ein Labonim. These four people are considered Mesim. Ani dechsev ki mesu kol anoshim, mitzare dechsev al nesi ki mes, sumu dechsev mashakim o shivanik mesei oilam, umishen labonim dechsev havali bonavim ayin mesa anoichi. So you see these four dinim are considered like a mes. So that's the way the Rabbanan responds. So what's the response? So what's the answer in our sugya? It wasn't really Misa, so therefore what? So they lost the Nechatzim, so therefore what? What's Maskana? How do you learn the Gemara? What's the issue of the Gemara? Oh, so Aeneas is another. Why not? They became Mason. Okay, so it's not physically Mason, it's figuratively Mason. It's a Machshava Dika Mace. Good, that's great for the Drasha. But what's Pshat in the Gemara? What's the Teretz?
Nobody has anything?
Oh, interesting. I like it. But that's a good Drasha. Well, the Gemara is saying and Ani is Kemes. You're saying everyone's Kemes. We're all walking Mason. I like that. Okay, that's great. This is great. But, by the way, there's truth to that. It's all not ours. Yeah.
Maybe it's like about also the learning shot, like they have the potential to become
Aniyim,
it's not really
known. Oh, so the Rishonim say a big chiddush la'alacha over here. The Rishonim say, no, the Rabbanan were saying that Noilu d'shchiach is not Noilet. Anything that was foreseeable, right? That's what the Rosh says, and that's what the Tosis says, that anything that was foreseeable is not going to be Noilet. And that's the way the Rabbanan, that's not Noilet. That was a Noilet Deshchiach. But the Kesef Mishnah points out that the Rambam in Perek Yud of Hilchos Shvuos, I'm sorry I don't have it in front of you, Rabbi Say, but it's Kedai to go through Perek, Perek Vav of Hilchos Shvuos. It's really kedai to really appreciate the word that I'm about to say, to really understand the Rambam. But the Rambam never says anywhere this tchilik of, by Noilad, of the din of Shchiach versus Lo Shchiach. So the Shaila is, so how did he learn the Gemara? So Zok the Kesef Mishnah, let's see how the Rambam brought it down. Ain't paischem benoyla kates a nishba shalay yehenev a plain of an atzah sefer a year of lein nichem al shvuasa ain't paischem le bedaver ze filo amar hu meatz ma ilo yese yadei lo yisi nishba in matirin lo hu hol vaadayin le nichem el ritzenish shalay yehenev shalay yase ze sefer. So the Rambam says aval nichem hu meatz ma pnei anoyla v'nepcha daito matirin lo v'chein chol koyotze beze. Ram never says any word about Noilad Shchiach, Noilad Lo Shchiach. So the Kesef Mishnah, if the Ram didn't make the chiluk, that means clearly the Ram didn't learn like that. So then what did the Rambam learn? How did the Rambam learn Maskanas and Gemara? So the Kesef Mishnah says it has to be the Rambam learned the Metzias, that they must have been Aniyim. It's just not true. They weren't When the Rabbanan learned that they were aniyim, means that they were aniyim all the time, and Mela, they didn't realize, Moshe didn't realize it, but it's mamish, it's something that was true originally. Okay? That's the way the Rabbanan learns. But why is that the case? Why is that the Rishayim learned that there's a Pesach over here called Noila Deshchiach that doesn't have the Chisaron of Noila? And whereas the Rambam disagrees fundamentally. So Moshe Rabbeisai, the Kesef Mishnah, points out something fascinating in the Rambam. I want to read this Rambam again to you, but in light of this, you should go through Perek Vav of Hilchos Shavuos, and there's something unbelievable going on in the Rambam. Ein poischim b'noilad, keitzad, nishpa shelo yehena b'ployni v'nasa seifer ha'ir, hol v'lo nichim al shvuaso, ein poischim loy b'davar zeh. What's the chisar? Hol v'lo nichim bo shvuaso, in poischem loy bedavar zeh. The Rambam constantly understands that Pesach is not an independent entity. Pesach is only relevant to create charata. But the way to be matir a neder or a shvua is through the regret of the individual and through the nechama, the nichem bo. So what's the chisaron of a Pesach of Noilad? This guy is not regretting what he did. It's Noilad. He would have not liked the thing to have been created and to come into existence and keep the nether. So how are you now going to create a matzav that now he has a charata on his nether? Afilu omer hu me'atzmo ilu yesedeh lo yis anishma ematir lo hov adayin lo nichem. El Ritzoinoi, what does the Rambam say? Ritzoinoi shelo yehenelo b'shelo yases asayfer. I would rather what? Keep the nether, say, keep l'alocha what I took, that I said you should have no ano, and what? You shouldn't become a cipher. That's what I would have liked to happen, that this, none of this should have been noilad into my existence. But I never was mischarit. Aval im nichein, zok the Rambam. If he taka regrets, me'atzmo, Mipnei anoilad v'nebcha daito matirin lo v'chein koyotzeh b'zeh. The Rambam throughout the Perek, when he's introducing the din of Pesach, 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 it's all to create this concept called nechama. Moreover, Rabbi says something fundamental is going on in our sugya over here. Rov Rishayim understand that there's a din called Pesach. Pesach makes it that now my nether was betolz. I didn't realize this. This was like, I didn't realize that something, and if it's Motsui, and I should have thought of it, so Mimila, it makes it that as if my nether was something that you were missing a machshava. You didn't think about something that was very common. Mimila, if you're holding, there's a separate heter called Pesach, so then I can hold a noilet, the shriach, that was something that you should have thought about. And therefore, there's a chisaron in your nether that we could be matir even without your charato. Masha'in came, the Rambam held, no. There's no such heter. You always have to be mischarit. There is no heter just called Pesach. The Pesach is there to now get to be a person to be mischarit. Memela, the Rambam holds, any noilad is off the table. Because in any noilad, what the Rambam said is true. I would have rather it not to be of noilad, and I would rather my nether to be kayim.
How does that work? The Rambam understands that across the board, any Pesach always has charata?
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Yeah. That's what the Rambam says. If you go through the entire, I'll read you the Rambam. The Rambam say it's fascinating. The Rambam says,
Misha nishma shvuas
bitoy perik vav v'nichem al shvuaso v'roshu mitzdarim kaim shvuas v'nehepcha daita l'das acheres v'shenol lo dover shalo yebedaita b'shas ha-shvua v'nichem biglolo. Harei ze nishal l'chacham. You always need the nechama. You always need the nechama. Ram says again. Ketsa matirim yavo anish b'lechacham amuvak ol l'shol sheyedotus men shom muchva v'omra ani nishbati akarcha v'nichamti v'ilo ha'isi yodea shani mitzdar b'dover ze ad kol. Everything is nechama. That's So the Rambam says over here, well, that's why also, if it's Noilad, then the middle, it's felt in the Nechama. Unless, says the Rambam, Rabbi said, which is going to be a Rambam Lekula in our Sugya. So the Rambam, Avalim Nichim Hu Me'atzmo. But if he comes what? And he says, I am in Snachim, I am Mischarit on the Neder. Based on what? Mipnei HaNoilad. Noilad She'en HaShchiach. A real bona fide noilad that everyone would have said in our sugya is off the table. So, Dr. Rambam, but what did you get to? I don't need the Pesach right now. I got the Charata on my own. The guy's saying I'm being mischaret. Dr. Rambam, whereas L'chayra, the other Rishonim, would say, Nechatesi, maybe not. Maybe this is a problem of noilad. The Rambam holds, no, as long as you get to the Charata on your own, that's going to be a kula. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam learned Kalba Savua. The Rambam had a problem by Kalba Savua. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, with this I'll close. Miut mil yal shita zu de maflik ben hecha de nichle le hecha de noy nichle dem kein. My meiser of lozer me meish, I'm sorry. Shemi yishleimer de rab lozer loy meise el loymer de kein. No. Where am I getting this from? Hold on a second. Oh. Nirish Shekosov Kain Mipne Shokshu Meahi de Perek Afalpi. Domerler Rabbi Kivala Ben Kalba Savua Adaita de Gav Rabbi Minadart Vahon Hosom Noilarhu. Taisus Kashin Subis, the Rishonim's Kasha. How does the story of Rabbi Kiva and Kalba Savua make sense in light of our Gemara of Noilad? Must be Zokta Ramam, there's a new Teretz. What's the new Teretz? It's the Shani Hosom. That he came in and he said, I regret what I did. Poshup shot in the story. That what Veneb Chadaito Davai the Nichol Ben Kalba Savua Shenasa Rabbi Kiva Gav Rabbah. Listen, Imine. Usham Hochi Ahanele Pischa the Noilad. Then Noilad works because it's not all you did, the Chavah. It was my Charata on its own. It's not. So therefore, you have a new teretz to Tosis Kasha. It's not because of Talmud Torah. It's not because of the Ritzoinus. It's not because of a Tanai, like Tosis says. The Rambam says, but if the person comes along and he presents that he's Mescharet, even a Charata, B'Toras Noilad, would be something that would work according to Shita Saramba.
The other
Shem who said
that Noilad, that Noilad is allowed.
Yeah.
This concept of Noilad is, this is just a case of, this is just like tendon daughter, does it apply by like Shabbos when we have Noilad? Like, it's like, we don't define like Noilad.
No, here it's totally on what, you're saying like Mukta.
Yeah. Like Noilad is, when we have this concept of Noilad is, like obviously ice is going to melt, like where we don't find any of these like Gedarim of Noilad is right now.
You do have on Shabbos, Noilad Gomer versus Noilad Chain of Gomer. Means, not necessarily totally undas, but meaning something that was totally not totally non-existent, and something that was totally recreated, you know, in Hilchos Mukta. There's two levels that, like Taisus points out, that even Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold of Noilad and doesn't hold of Mukta, he's moided by Noilad Gomer, like a Beitza Shenolda. Taisus asks, why is Beitza Shenolda Mukta according to Rabbi Shimon? He says Noilad Gomer is, he's maskim too. Noilad Chain of Gomer is like the bones of the fish. But that's not the same thing, I think, that's going on over here.
I don't know if it applies to that, but if it does, maybe you can say that's why the Rambam didn't want to give that answer.
I think here it's a different type of noilad, meaning here it's totally on what should you have thought about when you took your ned there. So for something that's very common, that's frequent, that's really going to, you know, totally, you know, that should have been Oila Ladas, and therefore the Rishonim say, oh, so that's a toast that he didn't think about that.
Right.
So therefore,
like
we have the ability with the Pesach to be mat to the net.
It's more similar to the concept of like the Rabbanim making zeres and things are shkiyah.
Right. So Lamaisa, it comes out over here that there's much bigger chiddush, I think, what's going on in Shitas Rambam in terms of just understanding the whole heter of Pesach and Charata to begin with, whereas the other Rishonim are saying that they're two independent entities. Yeah. But the point is, you want to get to Charata. Yeah. Shkayach. Is what?
Do we have to we need the Ran, and we're doing Tars and Dar by Rosh Hashanah. We're doing like a Stam Tars and Dar. We don't discuss Pesach. So it seems like we need to be.
What do you mean?
Ilu
Haisi Yodea.
No.
Ilu, look at the Nusach.
Ilu
Haisi Yodea. You need a Pesach. According to the Rambam, you have to say that now it's creating me to be Menachem, to be Mischar.
No, but even if I just Stam Charat, it's good.
Right. I'm saying you have to be Mischar. Right. I'm saying you can't just say it's a Pesach. You have to say that I'm regretting. Which might now is a new mahalach to go into Kol Nidre. Why do you start with Kol Nidre? So the teretz is because I'm not trying to find a Pesach over here. According to the Rambam, I'm trying to do one thing: regret. That's the way to start Yom Kippur.
I hear that.
Charata, charata, charata. It's the only way to get rid of the neder.
What's the last focus?
Shkaya.
Nice one, Chloe, man.
Thank you for including yourself and joining us. Mechazik us.